The Burt Show.
All right, so let's get Mark back on here. Very typical. Not taking our advice.
Well, some of our advice.
Well, we are 50-50.
I felt like 75-25,
yeah. Maybe. All but right. Some people said for him to say something.
I definitely did.
Just the gist of it here is that he found out that two people in his social group are having an affair right now. One of them is married.
Mm-hmm.
And the choice was, do I just let this go? It's their problem. Or do I talk to somebody about it? Somebody in the group. And I think this weekend, Mark's going in.
Okay.
Hey, Mark, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. You got that rough weekend ahead of you, don't you?
Yeah. Okay, so this is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
As you know, I had this stuff on the computer. I am wiping the computer clean, which I have already done. I'm giving the computer back to her.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying anything to her about it, but I am going to say something to my guy friend, my boy. I'm going to say something to him about the pictures being on there, and we're all supposed to, over the weekend, we're all supposed to hang out together, you know, his wife and all of us and the whole group of us. At one point over the weekend, we're all going to be together. So he's going to know, and, you know, I just feel like I need to let him know what's going on.
Now, at this gathering this weekend, is not only your friend and his wife supposed to be there, but is computer mistress woman supposed to be there also?
Yeah, he's supposed to be there. A couple of other people in our circle supposed to be there. You know, so it's going to be like our normal clique hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And you're
so,
gonna...
do you think you'll be able to keep it together and like be cool and not talk about it? Or like, well, do you think you're going to act weird around the computer girl, or you're going to act weird around his wife?
I probably act more weird around his wife than I would computer girl, because I kind of like have an attitude with computer girl, so I'm not really concerned with her. It's more so his wife, but I'm going to let him know, and you know, and I'll be done with it at that point and see what happens. I feel that computer girl is going to find some other route, you know, other than using me to do what she wants to do.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think we said that last time, too, that she's determined.
Yeah. Do you think that you'll be less weird around them by saying something to them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it will give me a feeling like, well, okay, I at least I tried to do something to get it off my chest.
You've
so
done your
I,
part.
I won't feel like I'm backed up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think computer girl's going to share the information with a wife over the weekend at the gathering?
What information?
About the pictures, like to just confront the wife about it, because they're going to be together, right, in the same room.
Yeah, we're all going to be together at the same place. So I don't know if she will or not, but they won't be on that computer. So if she has them on her phone or whatever, possibly, but I don't know.
So essentially, you're protecting your friend, but you're also letting them know what's going on, because even if computer girl confronts wifey and your friend. Your friend can deny it, say it never even happened. Well, you show me proof. And what you're basically doing is you're erasing all that so there is none. So you're protecting him, but you're also letting him know that you know.
Right, provided she doesn't have pictures somewhere else, like on her cell phone or something.
But I would even let the friend know before the gathering, because what if that is her intention, because they know they're all going to be together this weekend. You've got to let him know beforehand, because if she moved that information from her computer to the phone... then that's easy.
I think that's
she's
what he's planning on
say
doing.
Anything.
Huh?
I don't think the computer girl's going to say anything.
I don't think so.
I think
either.
She likes having this information. She just sort of was dangling it in front of you. You know? I think, though, the question you have to ask yourself, okay, so you go to your buddy and you tell him, hey, I know about this. I know this is going on, with the intention that he stops. But then what if
he's not gonna
he
stop.
Doesn't stop? Well, like, then you're sort of in the midst of it, and you know what's going on, and you're still hanging out in your group.
But he's told him, so that he's like...
sort of absolved of any responsibility?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that gives me a clear head to say, well, okay, look, I did what I could do to try and get him to do the right thing or whatever he needs to do, and I'm done with it, you know? So if something happens with it, something happens with it, but... you know, my part is over.
Are you going to be able to hang out with them, though?
That's I don't know how it's going to go. I mean, if I got to bail early on where we're at, then I'll have to bail early. Mm-hmm.
I don't see you in good conscience being able to hang out. Even right. if when you tell him, if your buddy decides to keep this relationship going, you're going to avoid all of them at all costs because you're living with this lie. Here's Matt. He thinks you're making a bad decision this weekend. Go on, Matt.
Mark, I got to tell you, man, I know you think you're doing like the right and just thing, but if you're going to do this, you might as well go big because you're losing everything. Go ahead and ask for money, blackmail the guy, but you're losing all these people if you do this, buddy.
So you think he's going to lose his friend if he mentions it?
I mean, the first thing friend's going to do is deny it. He's going to call him a liar, and then Mark's going to be that guy who tried to break up the circle of friends by saying something. And, I mean, it's a backfire right off the bat, man. There's nothing that could go good with this.
Well, if I was going the route that Mark was going, and that's true, then I think that I could live with the decision that I was true to myself. I did the right thing. The repercussions I didn't have any control over, but I'm not the one that started this whole situation, and that sucks that I lost my friend, but at least you were true to yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's like a...
Mm-hmm. It and was I wonder, absolution that Jen was talking about. Like, you've
sort of done what you feel like you need to do.
But then I wonder, I mean, if you approach him, will he lose his friend if he's saying, dude, I just got to let you know, she's got these pictures on her computer, but I erased them. Like, I'm not sure that the friend's going to...
He won't.
You know, break up with him.
They'll just hide it from him better.
Mm-hmm. You know,
here's
but
that,
that's I mean, but, exactly what
but it's
happen.
The friend and mm-hmm. the computer lady. They're the ones with the responsibility. They're the ones that have broken up this circle of friends.
Hey, Diane. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. I love your show. I just wanted to say I do support him. I know it's a tough thing to do. He's being true to himself. I think he should go ahead and do it for his guy friend. If anything, at least he'll let him know this girl has pictures and she's being loose with them. So he needs to. One, either stop or be careful.
This may freak out the friend of yours because he may realize there's evidence out there that his wife could have access to eventually.
But I want to go back to something, Bert, you had said in the past about proof, having proof in mm-hmm. front of you. Now, if you erase, and now I'm going to the caller, if you erase these pictures and don't have anything to show your friend, I mean, is that a mistake, or should you have had proof to show him? Like, look, dude, this is what I found.
I'd need to see it. For me personally.
You need to see those pictures.
I need to see it because I just don't think that my wife's capable of that.
But he's showing the guy who's in the picture, right? Like, the guy knows they
exist.
Well,
he said he cleared the computer. I'm wondering if he's going to the friend and saying, look, I saw these pictures, or is he showing his friend the pictures he saw?
But he's saying he knows.
The guy's in the picture. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
That he knows the picture was taken.
Yeah, the guy is.
Okay, I'm just, that's why I'm asking, because Bert said he has to see it. So I just wondered if this guy needs to see it, too.
But it would be the wife that would have to see it in that scenario.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The right analogy would be the wife not believing the husband could do it unless she saw the pictures.
Okay.
Hey, Missy, good morning. You're on The Bert Show.
Hey, I agree with Mark 100%. He's a grown man. He didn't do anything. He found the pictures. He wants to absolve himself of anything that's going on. I'll tell my bully about it. If it doesn't work out, that's not my fault. I've done what I needed to do. The wife can't be mad at him. The girl can be, but who cares? Mm-hmm. And his friend, if he's mad at him, he's not a true friend, so.
At least you're being true to yourself, is basically what she's saying also. All right, Mark.
Good luck.
Yeah,
sticky.
We got to talk to you on Monday morning.
And then we'll try to find you some new friends.
Yeah, right. We probably want some, because if your friends are all sleeping together, it's not fun to be around them anyway.
Right. Unless you get in on it.
Well, I'll pass on that one.
All right, Mark, we'll talk to you Monday morning, okay?
Okay, guys.
Thanks for sharing the story with us.
Hey, The Bert Show.